Good evening. My name is Carol Columb, and I live in Clarksville, New Hampshire. And I'm here, basically, I'm not much of a speaker, so I'll make this quick. I agree with everything that everybody said against Northern Pass. Property values have depreciated. I just had mine reappraised, and it's half price now. And I'm probably one of the few people who's going to have a great view. It's going to go in front of my house and up on the side, because I live up in the little corner up there where they have that, you know, L shape. So I'm right there. And if you don't believe about the devastation that this project can cause, take a ride. I invite you up to Colebrook tomorrow night, the other scoping meeting. Come and see the devastation. We now have less nice, pretty leaves to look at because Northern Utilities has hired crews to clear the lines this year to make way for Northern Pass along the proposed route. They've taken a bunch of beautiful old growth trees off the river, completely cut them right down. And, you know, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Even up where I live on Wiswell Road, they've taken out big slashes of the trees and left devastations like you wouldn't believe. I've never seen such horrible logging. I'd like to find out who the operators are, put them out of business, because it's not even environmentally nice. They left stumps that high, all split and broken. Never, you know, they figure the line's going through, so they'll just dig it all up anyway, you know. It's the attitude of the Quebec government towards the United States people. And I say, I mean, there are some good Quebecois, and it's not all the French people that want this, because what they've done to the native people in their own country is a filthy shame. When a native from Canada cannot even go hunt without getting permission to go through their properties, which have been gated by these dams, it's incredible. I mean, I can't believe that all these beautiful forests are underwater so that they can make more dams. And of course, the environmental devastation is unbelievable because of the global warming. Trees should never be cut down. I mean, I'm against logging, by the way. I'm not ashamed to say that. They've logged too many. Find another way to earn a living. Become an environmentalist. Plant trees. Stop cutting them. You know, I mean, there's plenty of work out there. The government has allocated funding that's never been touched for this whole area for environmental jobs and other types of work that Northern Pass can't even touch those grants. I mean, if people were smart, they'd look into it and they could see that there is another way. And I'm not just speaking for myself, I'm speaking for what I see is already happening. Northern Pass, the Canadian government are so presumptuous to think that they can just come across the border and just take over and cut all the trees down and the hell with the people. The hell with the way the people in New Hampshire feel. But yet, they send plenty of tourists down our way, too. Why? Because there's nothing left for anybody to see in Canada. They have to come to the United States to do their hiking and their camping. And we get more tourists from Canada, you know, from Canada. If you lived up my way in Colebrook, that's all you see is cars from Quebec coming here. So, I mean, why do they want to cut us down? Why do they want to devastate our, you know, beautiful New Hampshire? I'm ashamed of what's going on. I mean, there's so many good people in Canada. Why don't they stand up and speak up against their government? I mean, it's not like they're going to get shot for it, you know? I mean, come on, Magog, wake up and die right. That's what they call themselves, by the way, Canadians. And they are definitely stepping on our toes, so I think it's time to tell them, you know, come on, be reasonable. There is a border. And
are you wrapping up?
Yeah,
okay.
I am. So, I mean, I'm not trying to start a war or anything, but it's obvious that they want one, but we're trying to hold back, you know? What can I tell you? Columbe. There once was a realtor that was in the business of selling properties, which have now depreciated. And another thing, too, I wish they'd stop flying their helicopters over my property and harassing me each day because it's a no-fly zone. Okay, I have said my piece. Have a good day.